Welcome to the award-winning Texas Outdoor News. 60 minutes of news, interviews, hints, and insight into the great outdoors. Now your hosts, Harold Gunn and Bill Olson.
And good morning to you. This is Harold Gunn, and Texas Outdoor News is brought to you by Ford Trucks and your best in Texas Ford dealers. And today, we're going to be bringing you outdoor news from throughout the state as well as the nation, along with the best bets for fishing, hunting, and a whole lot more.
Good morning, Texas. This is Bill Olson. Hope everybody's having a great first weekend, first couple of days of the month of May. My goodness, time is rolling on, and we've got a lot of exciting things to talk about today. One of which, if you're a hunter, I know we've been talking about fishing and updates on fishing of late, but if you're a hunter, particularly if you're heading to the high country or have plans somewhere in the Lone Star State, beyond that, you need to start getting prepared.
Yes.
Need to start pulling stuff together.
Absolutely.
And, you know, we know that supply and delivery of product has been a little bit iffy.
Sure has.
Because of the pandemic. But there's a lot of new product from our friends at Vortex Optics. And to help us better understand some of the great products that out there and how to use them, Mark Boardman, Vortex Optics Brand Experience Manager, is going to be joining us later in the program. I just got back from West Texas, having an opportunity to use some of these great products on a spring turkey, predator, and hog hunt. So be bringing you some updates as to how that went down. And we've got some news, lots going on. Hey, did you like the Prez and his speech earlier this week?
I didn't watch it.
Well, I had to watch it. I need to know. I need to know what's going on. You know,
I don't want to be depressed any more than I already am.
But I don't want to be blindsided. You know,
well, that's a thought too.
I want to see it coming.
That's why you got to call your congressman.
Plus, we have a suggestion for those that are bemoaning the reduced limit on the coast.
Yeah.
On something you can go hunt for.
Oh.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. We got that and much more. So y'all do stick around and remember, you're listening to your reliable information source for the great outdoors, Texas Outdoor News.
Someone is stealing Texas wildlife, and the Texas Parks and Wildlife Department needs your help to stop it. Every time a poacher strikes, it is theft, pure and simple. Poaching also impairs your ability to enjoy your wildlife resources. Whether you hunt, fish, or just enjoy the wonders of Texas wildlife, now to many, there is nothing lower than a poacher, and we have a way to deal with it. It's called Operation Game Thief. Operation Game Thief was established in 1981 as a means for you to help Texas game wardens stop illegal hunting and fishing. A toll-free number is your link to Operation Game Thief. 1-800-792-GAME. That's 1-800-792-GAME. If a report results in apprehension and conviction, Operation Game Thief will pay rewards up to $1,000. Something else for you to know, Operation Game Thief is funded entirely by private donations. That means we need your tax-deductible financial support. To find out how to become a sponsoring member of Operation Game Thief or to report a hunting or fishing violation, call 1-800-792-GAME.
I was in the hospital with my son for 18 months.
When he got injured, I knew I had to be strong.
I just remember rushing into his room and giving him a big hug and letting him know I was there.
These veterans and families are just a few of the heroes we serve at Homes for Our Troops. We build specially adapted custom homes with features like wheelchair access and automatic door openers that allow them to focus on their recovery and family.
This house is freedom.
It's hope. It's a new beginning.
Visit HFOTUSA.org.
Breakthroughs in treatment methods and care delivery have improved the lives of children worldwide, all because of discoveries made at Shriners Hospitals for Children. Shriners Hospitals was the first to identify a genetic defect underlying a painful bone disease in children. Our physicians use a first-of-its-kind 3D imaging system to reduce radiation exposure to young children. To learn more about our latest discoveries and innovative care, please visit ShrinersHospitals.org.
You're listening to Texas Outdoor News. Bill Olson along with Harold Gunn. We do appreciate you making us a part of your weekend plans. And let me pause just real quick for a sports moment.
Oh, okay.
What the hell is Baylor University doing?
Oh, why, letting Kim Mulkey go?
That is the stupidest thing that's ever happened. I mean, you know, good for the guys to win the second national championship of a college from the state of Texas. As high as everybody was, there should have never been any hesitation. You can talk about her wanting to go home and all, but you make an offer, you let her know she's loved, you let her know that she's wanted, you let her know she is the best.
Yeah, she is.
But no, no, we're gonna slow play this, and it's ridiculous. It really is.
Oh, that's right. You went there, didn't you?
Yeah, that's all. Let's just leave it there.
Okay.
But there's a whole bunch of people. Don't know what Mac Rhodes and President Livingstone is doing, or the board members, the trustees. Just really wonder what it's about.
Yep.
Okay. Hey, moving on. Just got back from West Texas.
Are we going to Bill's Hunt? Is that what we're going to do now?
Just a little bit. Phenomenal. It was really just an opportunity to get out. And as you know, in what we do, many times the hunting is truly second or third, you know, to testing out products.
Right.
On a beautiful ranch, several ranches that had been to before, big open rolling hills, and got in.
What part of the state?
Oh, out toward Colorado City and Big Spring,
okay,
west of Abilene, and just love that area. Red sandy loam soil, lots of critters, using a new Fox Pro X2S that our buddy Al Morris has told me. He said the speakers and sound quality is phenomenal, had all sorts of responses from a variety of critters. But the problem was, is it was cold, shut down the turkey.
Oh, okay.
I mean, we weren't using that for calling turkeys, but on the predators, they were pretty well brushed up and really a lot tighter than we had anticipated. I had one come in to the speaker through some cedars. We're up on a ridge.
Right.
And Harold, that thing came in, and from me to you, I mean, and, you know.
What
amazing.
Was it?
It was a coyote. Just came in, saw us, saw me and my buddy Junior Walker, a veteran predator hunter, and did a pirouette, just wheeled around and took off again. If I, you know, had the shotgun up or anything, it never would have gotten the shot off, I don't believe, you know, unless it's pointed. But lots of neat things.
Well, that's
from
why
Bog.
They call it hunting, right?
No. It was a phenomenal trip. And it also, I'll tell you something else. I learned where I am not when it comes in the recovery of these knee operations.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, working out at the gym, you know, or walking around the city of Houston, no problem.
Not the same. No.
On the hills, you know, up and down, it got kind of crazy. Promised at the top of the program we'd tell you something about what you can do if you're bemoaning the fact that you can only keep 3 speckled trout.
Okay.
We're going to go back in history. 1554. 3 Spanish ships were wrecked by a storm off Padre Island near present-day Port Mansfield.
Okay.
There's the name of the ships. They ran afoul of local Indians. Only one survivor. And the Spanish salvage expedition arrived at the site because they were carrying 1 million ducats,
or ducats. I don't know. Whatever. Yeah.
Right. Less than half of which were recovered. And I'm going, okay. Well, what the devil is a ducat? You know.
Mm-hmm.
And what's its worth today?
Okay.
$150 a piece.
Oh.
Okay.
That's a lot of ducats.
So if they only recovered half, that means there's about $7.5 million worth of ducats still out there somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
So.
So we're going to go fishing for ducats.
Hey.
Get out there. Well, it's obviously a fairly known area, right? So
yeah, but we need to remember 1554 to 2021.
Thanks, shift.
Shifting sands, you know, and that old. So
okay.
Just thought I'd pass that on because you know what? When you go fish, it's the fishing experience.
Sure.
There's a lot more to do, and if you're not asking the guide you're going with to show you a technique. How do you tie that knot? Why are you using this? If you're not asking questions, it's kind of like going to the fishing show and just walking up and down the center aisle with a beer in your hand with your buddy, BSing with your buddy, which you could do all the time when there's all this information, you know, and talent available. Pretty neat stuff. I know last week I listened to the show that y'all mentioned the catfish stocking going underway.
Yeah.
That basically replaces the rainbow trout that's done during the winter at areas, area lakes, and that's on the TPWD website. Bipartisan bill to help declining wildlife introduced on Earth Day in Congress. About $1.4 billion to state and tribal wildlife conservation initiatives. What the press release did not go into is educating the public that hogs, axis deer, other critters are getting into riparian areas where some of these, you know, endangered species reside. We need to educate the public that we need to manage that resource just as we do our native resource, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So just scrambling along. We got a big show with a lot of information coming to you from Vortex. So we're going to take a break.
Well, let's do that.
And we'll come back. We got our best bets, and we're going to find out if Harold's been on or off the road right after this.
Friends, you can now listen to Texas Outdoor News worldwide on Stitcher Smart Radio. Stitcher allows you to listen to your favorite shows directly from your iPhone, Android, Kindle, PC, Mac, and more. On demand and on the go on your mobile phone with no syncing and no memory or storage waste. Downloading Stitcher is quick, easy, and free. Just go to TexasOutdoorNews.com and click on the Stitcher tab. In your app store, order Stitcher free, then listen anytime, anywhere on Stitcher.com.
America's best-selling truck 44 years running is Ford. These people work very hard every day to build the best trucks, the trucks you need, the trucks with the best-in-class payload and towing. Ha-ha! But you're not going to see them celebrate these 44 years with a lot of fireworks and party hats, because it's not about them, it's about you. It's about building the trucks you depend on to get the job done. That's how they built them yesterday, that's how they build them today, and more importantly, that is how they will build them tomorrow. America's best-selling truck for 44 years, Ford's F-Series, built Ford tough, the best in Texas.
It is time for the best bets on Texas Outdoor News, and that's brought to you by Third Coast Thermal. Launched in 2015, Third Coast Thermal is owned and operated by a Christian family that is proud of the USA and is committed to providing professional guidance to their clients to help assure their day and nighttime hunting forays are the adventures that make lasting memories. Third Coast Thermal offers a variety of traditional high-quality scopes, binoculars, and other optics. They also offer superior night vision and thermal imagery equipment, plus other hunting tools worthy of your consideration. Mentioned to you being out in West Texas, had the opportunity to check out some of the products from Knox, and was paired to the Henry 44 Mag that had. Really nice combination.
Well, and that's a neat deal. You get something like that on a light carbine lever action. It's kind of cool.
Oh, it is. Yeah. And they had not harvested the winter wheat, and you had hogs, you know, moving around feeding at night. Just neat, neat options. And that's one of the benefits of working with Third Coast Thermal is their professionals will help you pick out the product that's been vetted for your day or nighttime hunting needs, okay? Match up to the rifle or firearm that you're using. Third Coast Thermal has a great supply of Thermion scopes and Helion monoculars in stock. Third Coast Thermal has satisfied customers all over the United States and will ship to your location for free. For more information on Third Coast Thermal, visit thirdcoastthermal.com or call 832-827-4574. That's 832-827-4574.
And checking the Texas Outdoor Journal Fishing and Hunting Times this weekend and on Monday, a trio of good days. Tuesday and Wednesday are our two best days of the week. Thursday's another good one. Friday slips to fair. Next Saturday plunges to poor. Next Sunday is also a good day. This Saturday, look for game to be most active from late afternoon until well into the evening hours after sunset. This Sunday and Monday, a major time shift occurs for this major feeding period of the day, with game beginning to feed from well before sunrise until mid-morning. On Tuesday and Wednesday, this feeding period begins either side of sunrise, continues until either side of the noon hour. On Thursday and Friday, times continue to adjust a little each day, with game being most active from early morning until early afternoon. Next weekend, this most active feeding period occurs from mid-morning until mid-afternoon. On Monday, May the 3rd, the moon will enter its last quarter phase. On the coast, this Saturday, Sunday, and Monday will each have a single tide schedule of one high and one low tide each day. Tuesday has a double tide schedule of two high and two low tides. Wednesday is a three tide day with two low tides and just one high. Then Thursday, Friday, and next Saturday and Sunday will each have a double tide schedule.
Staying on the coast, we've had some winds to deal with. We've also had some high tides to deal with the full moon that occurred back on Monday of this week. Flooded back areas, talking to Captain Nathan Bebelt, N&M Sportsman's Adventure out of Seadrift. He said, yes, that scattered the fish. He's still continuing to monitor and figure out patterns because of the crazy weather. You know, absolutely nuts. Lower temperatures. We had temperatures through the month of March rising toward and exceeding the 70-degree mark. Then we have this cooler weather that drops it back. Mm-hmm. We know that the trout are spawning. They are free spawners. That means they're not going to beds. Their females are dropping the eggs. Then the smaller males will move in, fertilize those eggs. Spawning activity is underway. He said he caught some fish this week that were kind of soft, meaning that they had already dropped their eggs.
Oh, okay.
So that, you know, they will then start to firm back up. Plus, these fish grow pretty, you know, fairly quickly. Fished with Nathan a couple of years ago and in the fall, caught a bunch of 14.5, 14.75-inch fish that were just undersized.
Okay.
Knowing that by spring, they would be over that 15-inch, you know, mark.
Right.
Looking for grass, looking for flooded areas. If you're in flooded areas, fishing back lake areas, tie on a DOA PT7. You can rig it weedless, got a little rattle in it. Those things are just lethal. If you got floating grass, another great place to fish those. Over in Sabine Lake, as well as the Galveston Bay Complex, you've got shrimp moving in. Start looking for bird activity. Nathan did mention that there was a hatch of glass minnows and seemed to really turn on. It's funny, Harold, how Mother Nature, you know, there's a calamity, but Mother Nature then responds mm-hmm. in kind to try to catch back up, and we've seen that happening as well. What's going on in East Texas lakes?
Well, let's take a peek at B.A. Steinhagen first. Okay, I love that name. Largemouth bass, they're great, with smaller fish still hanging around vegetation and timber. With larger fish, finding the first drop off from structure or using brush hovering around 11 feet with topwater spinners, crankbaits, worms, and jigs. That's what's working. Fork. Largemouth bass are excellent on swim baits, plastic frogs, chatterbaits, and skirted jigs in 2 to 12 feet of water. Crappie are excellent on minnows and jigs near docks and creeks. Lake of the Pines. Largemouth bass are excellent on soft plastics, square-billed crankbaits, jigs, topwaters, and frogs in shallow water. Crappie are excellent on jigs tipped with minnows near brush piles, fallen timber, and creeks. Toledo Bend. Crappie are excellent with minnows and jigs just above bass and very tough structure. Get above that stuff. Okay. Belton. White bass are excellent on the main lake points and in the creeks with jigging spoons, slabs, chartreuse swim baits. Crappie are excellent on minnows and jigs and brush piles and creeks. Fayette. Largemouth bass are excellent on crankbaits, spinners, and plastic worms in shallow water in coves and flats. Richland Chambers. Largemouth bass are excellent on topwaters, drop shots, skirted jigs, frogs, and medium diving crankbaits, fishing near flats, points, creeks, and coves in 2 to 14 feet. White bass and hybrids are excellent on live bait, slabs, and spoons on flats, humps, and points. Somerville. Crappie are excellent on minnows and jigs and brush piles and timber. Largemouth bass are excellent with skirted jigs, bladed spinners, shad-like crankbaits, and topwaters near the creek bends, coves, rocky shorelines, and shallow roadbeds. Tawakoni. Blue cats are excellent on fresh-cut bait. Channel cats are excellent on chicken liver and punch bait. White bass and hybrid stripers are excellent on swim baits and live bait near the main lake channel, flats, drop-offs, and humps. Texoma. Striped bass are excellent on live baits, swim baits, and crankbaits in the river channel and tributaries. Largemouth bass are excellent fishing crankbaits, craws, and chatterbaits in 2 to 10 feet of water.
All right, heading out South Texas, out Del Rio way, where quite honestly, folks, out in southwest and in the high plains of Texas, that cooler weather that we had while I was out there, we had morning lows below freezing.
Really?
And daytime highs that never got above 47, 48 degrees.
My goodness.
So that dropped water temperature down. Plus, we have this overcast and clouds are keeping things from warming up. But down in South Texas, Falcon Reservoir, for all of our friends down the Rio Grande Valley, Consistent weather has been a blessing. High winds have been dealing with. But bass fishing has been phenomenal, especially when fishing the dam and all the brush piles holding a ton of small fish with big fish ever present. Fish 8 to 18 feet on jig, square bills, and crankbaits. Texoma, largemouth bass are excellent soft plastics, buzz baits, tube baits, and spinners. Start with the creeks and gravel nearby, then work your way out to other structure room there. Brownwood largemouth bass are excellent with chatterbaits, frogs, bladed spinners, crankbaits, and finesse jigs fished in coves in round timber in water 2 to 12 feet deep.
And since I haven't seen you in a couple of weeks, all I got at my little piece of hill country heaven between Mason and Brady was right. a $400 bill to fix the cracked leak in my pump house from the freeze.
Ooh.
Oops.
I'm sorry.
Anyway, we had a trip going up there. A buddy got there early. He said, don't bother coming. You know, he said he turned the pump on and, okay. But that happens.
Yeah.
Could have been worse.
Right.
Fortunately, it was all off and drained at the house, so there was no issues there.
There you go.
Yeah. Got to look on the bright side. Okay, let's go to the hill country. Austin, largemouth bass are excellent on flipping jigs, bladed spinners, craws, and crankbaits in 2 to 12 feet of water. Sunfish are excellent on small jigs, cut earthworms, and crickets along ledges, boat docks, and shallow brush. Big Lake Buckhannon, largemouth bass are excellent with red or purple plastic worms, crankbaits, finesse jigs, and spinners in 3 to 14 feet of water. Canyon, striper fishing is excellent along the river channel edge with live bait and swim baits. White bass are excellent with light-colored swim bait, silver spoons, and chartreuse slabs. Look for birds diving over feeding schools. Crappie are excellent with live minnows and jigs in the creeks, channels, and river channel. LBJ, black bass are excellent on topwater plugs, red-black skirted jigs, and crankbaits worked near shorelines, main lake points, rock ledges, and 2 to 14 feet of water. White bass are excellent near main lake channels with swim baits, jigging spoons, and slabs. Medina, black bass are great working drops, especially with submerged vegetation around points and timber on plastics and topwaters. Travis, largemouth bass are excellent with frogs, topwater plugs, chatterbaits, and craws in 4 to 16 feet of water. Waco, largemouth bass are good on finesse jigs, bladed spinners, and jerkbaits near the points, creek ledges, and shorelines. Crappie are excellent on minnows, fishing creeks, bridge pilings, and brush piles. Channel and blue cats are excellent on punch bait and cut bait.
Did you notice how I kind of picked up on your theme from last week's show when I wasn't here?
How's that?
I mean, the fishing reports, as we went through, we normally talk about good reports.
Right.
Had to go to excellent.
Right. Correct. It's been a good couple of weeks.
You're and
right.
I'll tell you something else, folks, it's fun. Are the people that we work with, you know, are people whose products we believe in.
Right.
I mean, And some of those folks that we work with really ask some very good questions.
Ah.
Yeah, like Silencer Central. Mm-hmm. They ask, are you looking for a smarter and easier way of buying your silencer?
Yes.
Yeah. Silencer Central is the creator of a revolutionary process which silences headaches and hassles. Their process is simple and makes sense. It's a process that begins with paperwork, but without the work, and ends with Silencer Central delivering your silencer right to your front door. Folks, it's just talking to me or Harold on the phone, but they know what they're doing and are, you know, going through and getting all the information you need to get your paperwork filled out and approved.
Yep.
Okay? Takes a process, but then once it's done.
It's done.
Opens up a lot of other doors for you.
Correct.
And then they're going to, like I said, they're going to deliver your silencer right to your front door. Now, if this sounds too good to be true, you need to experience it for yourself. Learn more about Silencer Central's easy buying process at silencercentral.com or give them a call at 888-988-8179. That's 888-988-8179. And when you talk to them, tell them you heard about it on Texas Outdoor News. And is that really, really the truth, what those guys are saying?
Yep. Well, we know
it is. Yeah. Absolutely. Turkey seasons are winding down. On Friday of this week, the one turkey bag limit season closed. This Sunday, the South Zone season in 54 counties closes on the 2nd. In the North Zone, that will continue through May 16. And then we've got year-round squirrel season, and that is in we've got the spring squirrel season in the 51 East Texas counties,
okay,
May 1 through the 31st. Then we have the year-round open counties with no bag limit, through August 31st, as well as the javelina season in the South Zone. All right. Well, I've been gone. You've been on or off road?
This one, both, and excelling both ways, too. This is the 2021 Ram 1500 TRX Crew Cab 4x4. It's basically a Hellcat, friends.
Now, size-wise, is that the big full-size?
Yeah, it's 1500. Oh, yeah, it's a big full-size.
Okay.
This is their competitor to the Raptor.
Ah, okay.
702 horsepower, 650 pound-feet of torque, 0 to 60 in about 4 seconds. Built to race off the road, and the way this thing is suspended, the harder you push it, the easier it rides. You get in these moguls, and it just bounces over them, you know? It's just... It's absolutely fantastic, but the engine gave you the horsepower, but it is a 6.2 liter Hemi V8 supercharged, and boy, is it bad when you crank that puppy up and that supercharger screams. 8-speed automatic transmission, these amazing Bilstein off-road shocks, front and rear active performance shocks, electronic locking rear axle, electronic full-time four-wheel drive mode, high-performance brakes, of course. An amazing ride with this thing, though, because you can adjust stuff. You've got your performance pages. You've got a launch control if you want to drag race, and that's another story. 8 drive modes, including sport, mud, sand, rock, and track. You can customize it, so you can customize your suspension, your steering, your torque split on this thing. 35-inch tires are to my cousin Pors. LED center high-mounted lamps, of course, trailer tow package, trailer truck lights, lights in the bed, of course, advanced safety group, of course, the bed utility system, full-length premium upgraded floor console, the instrument panel, like all these LEDs, accent lighting. I mean, it's plush also, but boy, is it bad, and it's really, really good-looking. Of course, with that big blown V8, you're going to enjoy 10 miles per gallon in town and 14 on the highway. But man, if you can afford the truck, you can afford the gas, okay? Because loaded to the gills, base price is right at 70. Loaded to the gills on this thing is 88. But all the manufacturers that are out there, what they're selling the most of are their premium trucks. All those high-priced trucks are going like hotcakes.
Yeah.
Every manufacturer, so it's amazing. But check this thing out. If you want something that's got a tremendous amount of style, makes an impression when you fire it up, boy, those pipes sound good. And if you like to really bring home the bacon off-road, boy, it's special. 2021 Ram 1500 TRX. We call that T-Rex. Crew cab 4x4.
All right. We're looking for Mark Borman to show up from Vortex. We're going to be talking about all the great optics that company has to offer right here on Texas Outdoor News.
This is Morgan Freeman, executive producer of the documentary film The C Word, and I'm here to tell you that defeating cancer takes breakthroughs. A breakthrough is the start of something extraordinary. To be breakthrough is to be brave. Many small breakthroughs can lead inevitably to a big breakthrough. The kinds of breakthroughs that advance the fight against cancer. The ones that save lives by the millions. You are the breakthrough. You the patients taking part in clinical trials. You the scientists doing next level research to beat cancer. You the doctors and nurses who tirelessly care for everyone along the way. Let's be the breakthrough.
To learn about screenings and clinical trials that may be right for you, go to standuptocancer.org/breakthrough. Stand Up to Cancer is a program of the Entertainment Industry Foundation. Please talk to your healthcare provider about appropriate screenings and clinical trials that may be right for you.
Hunting seasons are upon us, and finding up-to-date information and tips are important to hunters. Texas Outdoors Journal is just that source of quality information. From proven saloon tables to experts that have etched their names in the record books, Texas Outdoors Journal is on target for hunters. The same is true about Texas Outdoors Journal fishing coverage. Whether you fish on the coast or one of our inland lakes, timely forecast information and tips from the pros sets Texas Outdoors Journal apart from the rest. These are a couple of reasons why, since 1992, Texas Outdoors Journal has perennially been named the top outdoor magazine in Texas. No other publication can make a similar claim of sustained excellence. Plus, we know there's 12 months in a year, not something less.
so you get a copy every month. Prove it to yourself by picking up a copy of Texas Outdoors Journal at your local newsstand, or better yet, subscribe and save off the cover price. To subscribe securely online using a major credit card, visit TexasOutdoorsJournal.com or call 713-957-3997. We're back with Texas Outdoor News. Bill Olson along with Harold Gunn, and this portion of the program is brought to you by Fortified Cottonseed, a partnership forged between Texas families that have been in the agricultural and ranching industry for several decades. Fortified Cottonseed is formulated with vitamins and minerals. Fortified Cottonseed's Red Blend is a naturally high source of protein for deer, elk, exotics, cattle, and is safe for sheep and goats. It optimizes antler growth while its fat content meets energy demand for maintaining body condition and milk production with the advantage of limited intake. Fortified Cottonseed with vitamins and minerals Yellow Blend is specially formulated for white-tailed deer but should not be fed to sheep or goats. The white-tail blend is off the chart in fat, fiber, and protein. It is the most efficient and cost-effective way to feed white-tailed deer and wildlife. There's a notice out from Texas Parks and Wildlife. Don't mess with baby fawns.
Yes, correct.
They're starting, the doe are starting to drop their babies now.
Leave them alone.
Producing milk, the bucks are out growing antlers, and all that takes additional protein, crude protein, and resources to make sure that milk is there for the babies. Feed them. Mm-hmm. Have it available. 365. Yeah. Fortified Cottonseed. Pick out the blend that works best for what you are raising. And make it available. It's pretty easy to set up. Drive a T-post, mm-hmm. get you some square mesh, make a circle. You don't even need to clip it to it, so that way it moves around. And they can feed it. And, Harold, I know you like it because there's some things that won't eat it.
That's right, raccoons and hogs.
There you go.
Which is a good thing.
Absolutely. For more information on Fortified Cottonseed blends, visit FortifiedCottonseed.com or give them a call at 806-839-2122. That's 806-839-2122. Earlier this week, our buddy John Sewell, the ranch manager at the Harris Ranch,
right,
he's back on Fox News giving a on-the-scene update to the immigration situation there. On the river.
Interesting.
I don't know if he's gone to work for Fox News or what. Yeah. Hey, I just got back from West Texas, and I have been following the growth of Vortex Optics, I guess, for almost 20 years.
Mm.
Absolutely phenomenal folks, and now that having the opportunity to work with them, find out how responsive their personnel is, the support that's available, and, you know, their response to consumers' demand.
Right.
And joining us, this has got a great title. It's Mark Borman, Vortex Optics Brand Experience Manager. Mark, does that mean you know it all?
Certainly not, but I appreciate you guys having me on anyway.
Mark, this is Harold, but does that mean you get a chance to go out and experience a lot?
You know, I do. I'm super fortunate, at a personal level here at Vortex. You know, I've been in the marketing department for, going on 13 years now.
Oh.
It's hard to believe, but, just kind of with that history here, get a variety of touch points with different, cross-functionally with different groups here at the office, from the product team to the marketing team to, I co-host our podcast with Jim Hamilton in the office here. So get a lot of different touch points and honestly, like you said, have a lot of fun doing it. So.
Well, we are starting to wrap up turkey season here in the Lone Star State, and we had the opportunity to preview some of the new releases earlier in the year. One that right off the bat caught my eye, Harold, was the Spark Solar. It's a red dot. When I saw that, Mark, I'm thinking, okay, perfect for spring turkey, also great for predators. What's your take?
Man, in our dot lineup, and we've got a pretty extensive dot lineup, but, man, that one is, it probably is my favorite. I'm going to go ahead and say it's my favorite. So, like you said, Spark Solar, it's a very unique, high-performing red dot. It's got our multi-height mount system, so it's going to come with essentially two mounts. You can mount it low, like you're talking about, on a shotgun or for predator hunting with a shotgun. It's got a high mount. You can put it on your AR. And the really cool part, or one really cool part with it, is it's got that solar panel in the top, which I'm sure you're familiar with now. So that actually gives it you know, two ways to operate. So it's going to either operate off the battery. Oh gosh, my phone's clicking in here. Hold on a sec. I had to turn the bells off there. Sorry about that. But so you've got the solar power, right? So if you have essentially ambient light, so even though I'm indoors right now, I've got the lights on. The dot would run off that solar panel. If there isn't enough light, it's going to run off of the battery, right? So it's not like it's charging the battery. So what that does, it gives you two power sources. I think, you know, like we crunched some numbers there, you know, potentially like 150,000 hours of battery life, which is, you know, I can tell you this, you know, I'm with my personality, I've already changed the battery just, you know, well beyond that time frame, but it's just a heck of a dot. It's got two MOA dots, so it's pretty fine aiming point, so you can still be precise with a red dot, you know, which is a zero magnification scope. But as you can tell from my rambling, I'm pumped about it. I love it. And like you said, man, turkey, hog, predator, whatever you want to do, you know, close quarters, you know, planking on your AR, it's going to get the job done real well.
I'm glad you're rambling because Bill knows the product and I don't, so this is great.
No, absolutely. It's good stuff.
Yeah.
Hey, listen, we are up against the mid portion of the program, so we need to take a break. Mark, if you would, hold on, folks. You stick around as well, as we've got a lot more Vortex products that we're going to introduce you to right after this.
You're listening to the state's most honored outdoor radio show, Texas Outdoor News.
I'm David Grimm, and my wife and I are the principal owners of Barron Brothers, an 80-year-old feed, seed, fertilizer, and farm supply company. We have 5 retail stores, 2 feed mills, and 2 fertilizer blending facilities. We move through lots of product in order to supply the needs of our customers. We have to anticipate their needs and make sure that we have what they need when they need it. Capital Farm Credit works cooperatively with us in the complexities of our business.
Together, we're better. Find out why at CapitalFarmCredit.com.
Hey, fish on! I like that. Sign up for the CCA Star Fishing Tournament, and you have all summer to cast for a chance to win over $1 million in scholarships and prizes. Reel in a new boat and truck when you catch a tag redfish. Kids can catch a $30,000 college scholarship with a tag redfish. This year's tournament is catch and release with exciting new categories, so check it out. Check all the details at startournament.org. Sponsored by your Texas Ford dealers, Tilson Homes, and Academy Sports and Outdoors. Sign up now. Again, startournament.org.
Yeah, we continue our conversation with Mark Boardman, product brand experience with Vortex. Before the show, Mark, Harold asked me if you have binoculars, and I chuckled.
Oh, well, okay.
A year ago, mm-hmm. Was introduced to the Fury 5000 with the laser rangefinder.
Oh, my.
Then I went to advanced learning classes.
Oh.
I just got the AB, which is the applied ballistic. That thing, Mark, is unbelievable, and I don't know without y'all's YouTube assistance that I would have been able to figure it out. I'm just, mm-hmm. you know, I'm not wired that way.
Yeah.
But that thing does everything but clean your rifle, doesn't it?
just about. So, yeah, like you said, we've got a deep lineup of binoculars, you know, everything from, you know, what I consider our entry point. I certainly won't call it entry level, right? But, you know, all the way up to optics that compete at that true top tier alpha class performance level, right? So, no matter, you know, what your optics needs are, you know, we try to offer something that, you know, there's going to be something for everybody. And then you touched on that Fury and the Fury AB, which that's kind of, you know, the best of both worlds, where you've got your binocular, you've got your integrated rangefinder, and then with the AB version, which stands for applied ballistics, you've got the onboard applied ballistic solver, which is going to give you that ballistic solution when you're trying to execute those longer range shots. And It's a really, really cool optic, tons of functionality in there. You know, the engineers did a really good job of making the menus and how you get through them to get that optic set up, you know, for the load that you're pushing through your rifle. I mean, it's you know, it's customized. It's customized to your gun and your you know, your atmospherics and all the different variables that go into or that need to be accounted for when you're trying to execute those longer shots. But like you said, you know, one thing we want to focus on is making it so our customers can actually use the darn thing. So we've got an extensive library of videos for setup. You know, if anybody does have a question, which I know if I was setting it up, I would too, right? So Yeah, so that's available online for any person that, you know, has that optic or is, you know, thinking about that optic. But like you said, that's one thing that we really took into account is, you know, letting people know and giving them easy to follow instructions on how to set that thing up. But I can tell you it's a cool optic, and I've been using it quite a bit lately.
Hey, Mark, you know, we see the articles. I hit the dinger at 1,000 yards. Are you actually seeing an increase in long-range shooting and long-range hunting?
Yeah, I would say over the last, 10 years-ish, yeah, definitely a big rise in long-range shooting, and I think there's a variety of reasons for that. Number one, the rangefinder. We wouldn't have any of these things without the rangefinder. You have to know and have an accurate range, right? And then you fold in ballistics calculators and all these things, how we can measure, the BCs or the ballistic coefficients of bullets better now, and, you know, computers in general. So it's kind of this perfect storm of technology and awareness and accessibility where a person, with some investment of time and educating themselves and, getting the right equipment, shooting long range is very, very within reach of just about anybody now.
You know, one of the things that I noticed in the release earlier in the year was you all came out with four tripods, and on my trip to West Texas, I took along with me the Summit carbon fiber tripod and had my Vortex spotting scope with me. I want to get into the spotting scope in a minute, but your R&D department, I'm going to go talk to them about me losing some weight because this stuff is a lot lighter.
Yeah. I wish they could make me out of carbon too. It'd make climbing those mountains a little bit easier.
Right.
So like you said, we completely revamped our entire tripod line this year. You know, we've had tripods historically, but really put a lot of effort into, a complete, overhaul of the series. So that Summit Carbon 2 that you have, that's probably my personal favorite. I'm playing favorites here, but I'm going to do it. So I really like that one. It's coming in at 2.5 pounds. Twist lock legs are really streamlined, and it's compact too. So those legs, the leg sets, slide into themselves. They fit in just about any, pocket design for that on your pack. And I feel sometimes, taking the tripod, you're like, do I want to take it? How far am I going? Am I going to use it? Because you're kind of playing that weight space game, and that tripod really doesn't leave. You don't have that excuse anymore. It's like, I'm going to take that with me. And if you're not bringing the spotter, man, bring it for your binos. Get the bino tripod adapter. Our new Pro adapter is definitely a really, really cool option there. If you haven't been glassing off with your binoculars off a tripod and you live in a little bit more open landscape, which I know, you guys do, West Texas, stuff like that, man. Gosh, it's just such a huge asset. So I've definitely looked towards that Summit Carbon 2. If you want to stand, we've got the Ridgeview tripod that's going to get you a little higher. It's going to be that get you to that standing height. I'd say the one, if you like to stand or the terrain dictates that you want to stand while you're using your tripod, then you may want to look at some of the other options, because that Summit Carbon 2 is definitely more for sitting, kneeling, but. For me personally, and I do hunt a lot of Western landscapes, that gets me through just about all of them.
Mark, we're talking glassing. Are these things also set up to shoot off of?
So they are, yeah. So all of our heads are going to be ArcSwiss compatible, right? And so that plate is very common among camera equipment. Guys are integrating ArcSwiss rails into their rifles, things like that. So the Radian carbon, that is a tripod. It's got twist lock legs, carbon fiber leg set, very, very versatile. It's a heavy duty tripod, and it's purpose built for shooting off of. So if you're looking for a tripod to shoot off of, look to that Radian carbon. It is phenomenal. I've gotten to use it a little bit myself. We were hunting Nebraska for coyotes a few weeks ago, and Jim was able to get just the perfect shot on the coyote using that Radian, and it just made the shot all the more easy. If you're an outfitter and you have clients that maybe are having a little bit of trouble holding the rifle still, or you're taking youth out, or you're in a blind scenario, man, it is like just having a portable rifle bench with you all the time. If you look at it on the website or if you're at the store, you're going to, oh, man, that looks like a really robust tripod, which it is. But with that carbon fiber leg set and the head design, you know, I think they're, you know, a little bit, a touch over 6 pounds, maybe about 7 pounds for the heavier version. So there's a ball head version and a leveling head version. So a person can kind of get the one that's going to suit their needs best. But overall, not a giant weight penalty for what you're going to get out of that thing.
All right, we're just right up against time, and there's more that I wanted to talk about, but folks, you can go to vortexoptics.com, check out their entire lineup. As a magazine publisher, I absolutely love their catalog for 2021.
Okay.
I mean, it is very, very, I mean, got some great tips in it. We were talking about tripods. I was next going to go to spotting scopes, and do me a favor, would you... y'all talk about, come up with a YouTube video, straight versus angle and the benefits. Tom Claycomb III, my hunting editor, is a lost Texan that lives in Idaho, and he likes the angle. I'm old-fashioned and still go with the straight. But do something on the benefits of the pros and cons of which fits you best, would you?
Yeah, no, we can definitely do that. And I think we may have podcasted about that
okay.
as well, so there may be some content already created, but it's probably the most common question when a person is looking at a spotting scope is, do I get straight or angled? You are correct.
Very, very good. Mark, we know there's more to the Vortex story. We're going to give you a call back and talk some more in the future, but thanks for joining us today on Texas Outdoor News.
Hey, fantastic, guys. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Mark. Friends, remember, vortexoptics.com. We'll be back right after this.
Hello, I'm Ernie Hudson. Sometimes I play a hero in the movies and on TV, but what I'm most proud of is being a hero for my 4 kids. I did that by beating cancer twice. And as a dad, there's nothing I wouldn't do to protect my kids from cancer. The human papillomavirus, or HPV, can cause 6 types of cancer. That's why every parent needs to know there's an HPV vaccine, and it can stop cancer before it starts. Girls and boys should get the vaccine at 11 or 12, and there's a catch-up option for teens and young adults. Over 40,000 new cases of HPV-related cancer will be diagnosed this year. Together, we can change those numbers. Be a hero. Call your child's doctor today and ask about the HPV vaccine. Getting tested for cancer saved my life. Getting your son or daughter vaccinated could save theirs. For more information, go to preventcancer.org.
Never fight if you can avoid it. But when you must fight, don't lose. And when nothing less than freedom is at stake, we fight. We're millions of people just like you. We're the longest standing civil rights organization in the U.S. Proud defenders of history's patriots. Protectors of the Second Amendment. Advocating the right to keep and bear arms. Advancing the shooting sports, championing gun safety, education, and training, creating a vital legacy by answering freedom's call. And we're growing stronger every day. We are the NRA, and the NRA is you. Join forces with the 5 million men and women of the NRA and make a stand for freedom today. Sign up now at joinnra.com.
It is time for the Outdoor Calendar on Texas Outdoor News. That means Harold's got a deal.
Absolutely. Hybrid Light. They're now the official mobile lighting provider of Texas Outdoor News Radio. They have flashlights, headlamps, work lights, lanterns, and more. And these products charge with a USB cord or any light source, and of course the sun. And remarkably, they hold a charge for 7 years. Plus, you can use these to charge your phone and other devices. So for our listeners and friends, they got a special offer of 20% off any of their products and free same-day shipping. So go to hybridlight.com and at checkout, just add the discount code TEXAS20. Again, 20% off, free same-day shipping, hybridlight.com. Events, get out there and support these folks May 6th Fredericksburg chapter of Ducks Unlimited in Fredericksburg. Information on that is at ducks.org. Tyler chapter, Ducks Unlimited, night out fundraiser on May 7. Again, ducks.org, May 7 again. Robertson County chapter, Ducks Unlimited fundraiser in Franklin. You got that website. May 7, South Plains chapter, Rocky Mountain Elk Foundation, big game banquet in Lubbock. Go to rmef.org. And May 8, top of Texas, Rocky Mountain Elk Foundation, big game banquet in Amarillo. Again, rmef.org. And go to one of those great events in your brand new Ford truck.
Folks, there's a number of reasons why I'm so partial to Ford trucks. One is they're built Ford tough, and that means they're dependable. In fact, there are more Ford F-Series trucks on the road with over 250,000 miles than any other brand. It is no wonder Ford F-Series has been the number one selling truck in America for 43 years running and is the number one selling truck in Texas. You see, Ford F-Series trucks have the best-in-class towing and payload and are the strongest trucks on the road. Nothing is tougher than Ford's F-Series. So why don't you do yourself a favor and stop by one of the 275 best-in-Texas Ford dealers and find out for yourself what built Ford tough really means.
You're thumbing through your catalog again over there.
Yeah, well, this is a great, I mean, it's big. It's the content is phenomenal, and that and the website and then the YouTube channel for Vortex.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely phenomenal. Again, I want to thank Mark Boardman, Vortex Optics brand experience manager, for joining us today. VortexOptics.com. Just can't speak highly enough of the products. And here's something that we did not mention. Lifetime warranty.
Oh.
Any reason. I mean, if there's a problem, send it back. They take care of you.
I like that.
Big time.
Very good.
Okay.
Wonderful. Okay, friends, do remember, check out our website, TexasOutdoorNews.com. You see a list of our wonderful affiliate stations. The shows are archived there, so up at the top, just click on Listen to Our Show. And if you say, what'd they say? Well, there it is right there by date and with our guest on it and so on. Same thing on YouTube, iTunes, a lot of great places to find us. Facebook, like us on Facebook. That helps spread the word and build the audience, okay? And, of course, remember that we are brought to you by Ford Trucks and your best in Texas Ford dealers. Great folks. Doing really good, too. They just turned a good profit for the first quarter of this year, I found out. Anyway, you be safe out there, whether you're on the water or in the field, so you can join us again next week, same time, same station, for more Texas Outdoor News.